Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 8th of December, recording at 5:44 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time, of course. Much earlier than I usually record, but I'm going to an Henri Rousseau jungle party at an art gallery. Sounds more dangerous than the markets, doesn't it? Well, how dangerous are the markets here? And I don't want to worry people too much. Biggest action here today, so far that I've seen, we had quite a sharp downward dynamic on the Nikkei stock index. 301 points, 1.95%. That's broken the short-term upside momentum. You can see the chart of that. That hit a stop, incidentally, and took me out of my long position in the Nikkei. Now, what else? Stock markets generally biding time here, some slipping a little bit in this late stage of the overall rally. When I talk about late stage, I'm talking about not in terms of days, I don't think, and or even weeks, but in terms of the rally that began in March 2003. And there are signs of deterioration, or at least a pause, by a number of indices, as you know. And you can see all of those in the chart library. And I cover a number of them in comment of the day, trying to focus more on the majors. But obviously, you want to check out the indices that are most relevant to you. Now, Wall Street appears to be giving up. Well, it's given up most of its modest gains today. But interestingly, the European markets, which were soft earlier today because of Japan, then picked up, helped a bit by Wall Street, and mostly closed with gains. But just as I can't remember when it was, a week or so ago, maybe more, maybe a fortnight, when suddenly Japan raced higher again after a little pause with one of those gains of over 2%. And I said how that had actually helped to restore confidence in stock markets generally. And the reason for that is because Japan has been the hottest game in town recently, certainly among the major stock markets. And therefore, its action has attracted a lot of attention. And this downward dynamic here today may cause people to become a little bit more jittery. Overall, I don't think this is the end yet, but I think we're in an ending phase for the overall global rally. I've used a number of descriptive terms, but just saying that the bull is tiring here, but it's still intact. Now, a more important development, other than this little sort of pause and toing and froing that we're seeing in most stock market indices, is a little bit firmer tone in bonds today. That may also be another sign of a bit of anxiety by some equity investors, who many of whom have some pretty good gains here for this year so far. And another factor is that the dollar is quite weak in here today. Among the currencies I've looked at, particularly against the Swiss franc, currently trading at 129.85. I've posted an up-to-date chart of that in comment of the day. And that's very much in line with my theme that the dollar really does look like a tired bull in here. And what did we see first? Predictably, we saw the dollar deteriorate first against the resources currencies. Remember, it had crawled up against the Canadian dollar a couple of months ago, and then gave that up very, very quickly and fell down to a new low. That sort of hovered around that new low territory. The New Zealand dollar pushed upwards really quite strongly over the last few weeks against the U.S. currency. The Aussie has steadied up. The dollar's weakened against the South African rand in here recently. So the resources currencies have been the big story. And today, though, we've certainly seen some capitulation on the part of dollar bulls against the the Swiss franc. Now, what's going on here? Well, if we look back exactly a year, I mean, people were incredibly bearish of the US dollar, very telling us that all that we had very, very heavy leverage dollar shorts. And we heard lots of stories about Warren Buffett's short position, although he had shorted early on in the cycle and was sitting on very, very big profits, subsequently much eroded. But we had people like Bill Gates coming in and shorting the dollar. And of course, that extreme of sentiment coincided with an important low, and not that surprisingly, as you recall, as veteran subscribers will recall, down near that 80 level on the US dollar index. And then fast forward to the present day, we saw the US dollar index get back up over the 92 level, and lots of people extrapolating the dollar higher in here, telling us again that they are very, very long. So it's virtually an upside down mirror image, or I should just more easy to say, it's just the opposite of what we had a year ago. Then they were all short the dollar, today they're all long the US dollar, and it does look vulnerable. Well, why should it be vulnerable? One, when the US GDP figures haven't been at all bad. Well, one factor that will be weighing on people's minds is that I think it's, what is that, that it's not Homeland Security Act, but that Homeland Act, that repatriation of capital on tax advantageous conditions for US corporations, that ends at the end of this year. So people are already beginning to discount that as being a source helping the dollar. Then again, the interest rate cycle. I have been saying for a couple of months now that I wouldn't be at all surprised if we didn't get some sort of agreement here between Greenspan and Bernanke to say that before Greenspan steps down, that they'd agreed that and the other Fed officials had all agreed that US interest rates had gone just about far enough and that they'd reached the neutral policy level that they wanted to have. And by not doing that, they would of course be Greenspan would be putting pressure on Bernanke to go right on raising rates. Now, if they've already discussed it and they both agree that Bernanke should go right on raising rates, then my surmise is meaningless. But I think other people are thinking maybe along not too wildly different lines than what I've just suggested to you in here. So that's making people a little bit more nervous as far as the dollar is concerned, and they're probably sitting on some pretty good profits for the year. So again, jittery conditions. But it must be said in here that turning the US dollar around, well, it's not like turning around a stock market index, which can spike very quickly. And or let alone commodity prices, as we sometimes see, or even bond market action, turning the US dollar around against the other reserve currencies is usually like reversing a supertanker. And in other words, it takes a lot longer. So this is something that we can monitor easily, and nobody should be caught out or fooled that much in terms of overall topping action by the dollar. But suffice it to say at this stage that the greenback is looking very weary indeed. Now, its strongest position still is against the Japanese yen, but here again it's fallen back from 120.117 earlier today to 120.11, and there are an awful lot of people who have long positions in there and are just monitoring that trend. Nice little staircase step sequence. You can look at that in the chart library. And as that goes, really, we are going to see sentiment deteriorate quite sharply. So it's not a matter of will that happen, it's a question of when it actually happens and from what level. And I am very, very relieved that I took my modest profits in the US dollar against the euro and Swiss franc. I think it was was it late last month or earlier this month? I can't remember. I'm currency neutral in here, except I feel I've got the really good currencies, the best currencies of all. And that's silver and gold, of course, and silver is the bigger position of all. And few limit orders hit in here for me today. I was able to buy a little bit more silver today. I think I paid 8.82 for the March contract, and that's currently trading at 8.96. So I've been able to put in a tight in the money stop to protect that position and to put in a linked sell order over top. This is just the baby steps, trading at the margins of my core position that I'm doing to offset some of the contango costs, as I've mentioned before. And I did have a silver, another baby steps profit taken in silver today. That was on the move up to 8.99 that we saw just recently. So again, you can see firm silver market in here today. $9 quite possibly represents some psychological resistance. That would hardly be surprising. So we may see this incredibly strong uptrend become a little bit more choppy in the short term. That's a possibility. Gold and silver, of course, benefiting from this weakness in the US dollar, but not as much as one might have otherwise expected. Partly because they've kind of ignored the dollar's strength recently. So these have become monetary metals in the eyes of an increasing number of investors, and that's the real story here on the gold and silver right now, along, of course, with the supply and elasticity. Now, natural gas has been an absolute tower of strength here today, up 830 points as I speak. That's the high of the day, 14.64 on the February contract. I still have about a quarter of what was my position a week ago, but I took a big profit in here today, and it's not all that far away from my next profit-taking level. But this chart looks strong, and natural gas, once again, it's in the pole position in terms of leadership in the energy sector. And crude getting up and having another look at that $60 level, and I think it's consolidating prior to going higher. That's it, folks. Have a splendid evening. Or good morning, depending on what part of the world you're in. All the best.